I also saw this, too. This is out of a Lexington news reporter. Have you purchased your fireworks yet? Fireworks. Some stands are reporting shortages. It's only June 16th. It's like, wait, is that possible? I know why. I guess because New York blew them all up last night. That's probably what it was. That's what Governor Cuomo was talking about yesterday. Remember when they talked about reopening New York, and here we go, and fireworks.
We're going to have fireworks all across the state of New York tonight to celebrate and honor the essential workers.
Yeah. Yeah. They fired off a lot of fireworks last night because they're excited in New York. They're excited in California. And here in Kentucky, we are excited as well. Because things are opening, and we're getting our shows and tours and who knows what else. So David Beck joins us. He is CEO of Kentucky Venues, and that runs the Kentucky Expo Center and the downtown Kick, the Kentucky International Convention Center. David, welcome back.
Thank you, Terry. Good afternoon.
I was near Kick this morning. I drove right through there. I was downtown for doing a couple things this morning, and it looks beautiful. Please tell me that we're starting to book events for our Kentucky International Convention Center and the Expo Center.
Well, thank you, Terry, and thanks for complimenting on the appearance of the facility. Yes, this is coming back, and we're pretty excited about it. In fact, I'd love to give you a tour. Next time you stop by, let me know. We'll be glad to show you around a little bit. A lot of improvements in both properties. And the business is coming back. June was good to us, and July is going to be better. So we're keeping the lights on, growing the business.
Yeah, and of course we're in a wrestling match with every other city in America. There's been a lot of jockeying over this or that because of the pandemic, sort of stutter-stepping everything. Are we in the fight with some other cities, too? Then are we winning some of these battles to try and rescue and grab new business?
Yes, we are, Terry. We're rebooking a lot of business that got canceled because of COVID. And we have a lot of legacy accounts that are continuing to be at both properties. In addition to that, we're recruiting new business, working closely with the Louisville Sports Commission, also working closely with Louisville Tourism. It's a team effort. And don't want to say we're bragging, but we have obtained some business from other cities, so we're pretty proud of it. Our facilities can compete with about 95% for the business in North America. So we do have good facilities, got good service. We've been certified. We have our accreditation by GPAC that we can handle and deal with infectious diseases. All the protocols are in place. Recognized this year as the best convention center in the Midwest. Same thing with Exposition Center. So we can compete, and I'm proud of our team for doing that.
Yeah, we see in some areas people are still reluctant to come out again. But then I saw baseball parks like Dodger Stadium out in California, 56,000 people in there. So the overall majority feeling is that people are coming back into these shows. I mean, are you seeing tickets?
It is. And different clients have different perspectives. Some are still doing hybrid meetings, virtual combination, and we have the ability to do that at both properties. We'll meet those needs of the client as they see fit. And one thing that's been good for us has been sports. And it has had a history of being good to us, but we're seeing the sports community come out much earlier. For example, we had the volleyball again this weekend at the Exposition Center, about 18,000 people. Our people this week are pulling up 78 volleyball courts, and we're putting down 85 basketball courts. And, of course, this is Kentucky, but I think you'd be hard to find anywhere in the world 85 full-size basketball courts under one roof. So we're going to have some basketball during July. Pretty excited to see that take place here in the city of Louisville.
Yeah, what's that event called?
We have the it's a several weeks going to be including that, and they have a lot of different tournament Run for the Roses. That involves the girls, teens, different age groups, and then we have several taking place. So you'll find that calendar on our website, and we have a lot of different basketball. The volleyball, for example, we had 200 teams from North America as well as Canada. That brings people to our city. They're utilizing the hotels. They have opportunity to utilize now that they're open. We've got 2,500 restaurants locally. So we've got a lot to offer besides the regular business that's coming in. The Miss Kentucky pageant, utilizing Kick Convention Center. We had the Princes there this past weekend as we had the volleyball at Expo Center. So we've got a lot of business coming into the property. Some of it's new. We'll have boxing later on at Kick this summer. This next month, so we're pretty excited about that as well. So sports have been good to us, And but they've always had a presence, but they're really highlighting this year as people are anxious to get back out. We have the various cheer competitions that people are familiar with. They're involved. So we have the facilities. But 1.2 million square feet of climate controlled at Expo. And the ballrooms, we have 54 ballrooms. We have 52 with the keg meeting rooms. We've got the space, and we've got the personnel to host those events and take care of those meeting planners' needs.
Have you had trouble filling your employment roster, or is it all back?
No, we had some issues with that, Terry. That's a real challenge all of us are being faced now, trying to bring good people and keep them. It's pretty competitive out there. Service personnel, we see an increase in wages on our part and everybody else's as well. Even the security side become a challenge. But I'm very proud of our team. We have a lot of institutional knowledge. We operate both facilities with one management team. So we're able to grow personnel, promote them between one and the other, and take care of our people. And it makes a difference. They deliver. And when I first came on board, we had a lot of complaints and things we talked about. To see that down to less than four or five on the list, a lot of progress has been made, and that's because the people are taking ownership. They operate like they own it, and they realize doing a good job makes a difference with the client. And when those people reach out and express their appreciation of our team, it makes me feel good that they're recognizing them for providing quality service. That's rare, unfortunately, in our society, and when you can provide that and people want to do that on their own and see the benefit from it, you've gone a long ways in serving that client.
David Beck is the president and CEO of Kentucky Venues. All right, the State Fair, last thing we can get to here. We talked about the music acts that are coming, announced that sometime back. Do people get to see a typical State Fair, or is this one still throttled back a little bit?
Here, we're so excited. We're planning this year's State Fair just like we did the one prior to COVID. So we rolled the clock back to 2019, and that's our game plan. We had well over 600,000 people on our property within 11 days. We have free concerts every night. We've got 24 bands coming in. Eight of those are Kentucky roots, people from Kentucky that grew up going to the fair, now going to be performing on the stage. We'll have about 11,000 animals on the property. We'll have about 23 entries in from culinary to arts and crafts and you name it. So it's going to be a full fair this year, and we're looking forward to that. If things were to change, safety and taking care of the health of our customers and our clients is priority. If we saw a change in COVID, then we can ramp it down as needed. But at this particular time, we're going forward with a full fair.
Where's all that equipment from that field hospital? Is that still on your property, or did they move that away?
That's being stored now, Terry. That's being stored in case it would be needed again, but that's been stored away. It's been broken down, put away, and in storage.
Okay. You know. I never heard the follow-up on that. So we own that equipment? The state owns that equipment that was set up?
They worked with the state and the Corps of Engineers at the federal level, came in and it worked for that. We've had every local, state, and federal security agency involved on our properties. People may not realize that, from getting COVID testing to being able to get the hospitals available, to be able to have the COVID shots on our property. We had a major food distributor that repackaged and distributed food out of our facilities. Local governments came to Louisville, and we had things in storage, supplies they needed. So we were able to keep the lights on during that and serve from a public service standpoint. We had the Border Patrol, the FBI, the Federal Marshals, the State Police, the National Guard. We've had all those groups utilizing our property because they need facilities to deal with issues like this. And when they did, our facilities provide that need for them, and it's a way to keep the lights on and keep our people busy.
And we know Louder Than Life is back this year, and next year you expect all three of those Wimmer weekends to go forward, those three different concert weekends?
This year will be in September, just the one, but it'll be 4 days instead of three, and then hoping a year from now we'll go back to the full three weekends again. That's the goal, to do that. They're a great team to work with. We meet with them every other week. We have either in-person meeting or conference call, and we're planning for an exciting time this year, and we're looking forward to that 2 years from now. That's a multi-year contract. That's good for them. That's good for our community.
Gotcha. But you said you're working on it, so it's not the three weekends are not all nailed down for next year, Hometown Rising and Bourbon and Beyond?
We have the dates, but, of course, entertainment's not been booked, but we're working to that end. This year it'll be a 1 4-day weekend coming in from Thursday to Sunday. So.
All right, Mr. Beck, thank you so much. Appreciate all the info.
Gary, thank you. Thank you for interest in promoting the Commonwealth and the city of Louisville. Appreciate it.
That's what I live for. David Beck, President and CEO of Kentucky Venues.